Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have two guests from Castleview Hospital. We have Misty Birch, who is the HR and Business Development Director, and we have Jen Colosimo with the Physicians Relations Industry. First off, guys, I really appreciate you taking out the time to stop by the studio today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
Let's start by talking about a couple of events. I know we got three that we're going to talk about throughout the next few minutes, but we're going to start with a cake raffle that you guys have up and coming. Prizes will be given for cakes as you guys raise a lot of money. I mean, this is kind of a yearly thing that you guys do, and I know, Misty, you and I have talked about this in the past. All the proceeds go to the Leukemia and the Lymphoma Society. This is something that's kind of taken on a life of its own.
It is, and so we decided to do a cake raffle because a lot of our employees, we have a baker that works in our cafeteria. She makes these fantastic cakes, and so we tried it last year, and it was a lot of fun. All of the creativity that came out in our employees and the different type of cakes that they made, and even the companies like CNS brought in a cake, and Sun Advocate brought in a cake, and different companies brought them in, and then we asked the community to come in and look at the cakes, or they can call in and just do raffle and buy raffle tickets and kind of go through and see which one gets the most tickets.
Now, as far as the Leukemia and the Lymphoma Society go, you guys have been creative with raising money for quite some time. I mean, there's a number of events that you guys hold throughout the year, right?
There is. I'm on the board for the Utah chapter. This year, they made me vice chair, which is kind of scary, but they made me, so I have fundraised for them for probably 10 plus years. And all of the money, you know, goes back to research and also back to our community. This past year, anybody that comes forward and needs help through LLS gets that help, either it be co-pays, education, travel assistance, anything like that. And so this past year, we helped about $5,000 worth to our community members here in Carbon and Emery County.
To the community. So, I mean, when you talk about being on the Utah chapter, we're talking about the entire state, but you mentioned $5,000 state here locally.
Just, yes. The $5,000 was just for Carbon and Emery County.
Which I know people are always interested in where the money is going. Uh-huh. To see that much staying here locally, that's a great thing.
And I always make sure that I can find out how much money was, because that's important to me too. I mean, it's great to find, you know, to have the money go up to the Huntsman and have that cancer research done, but we also want to be able to help our community members that are local.
Now, as far as this event goes, and again, we're talking about the cake raffle, prizes given for cakes, but the highest amount, there's going to be, this is October 9th, and there's going to be a time frame from 11 to 1 p.m., so explain to me the whole time frame of the way this will actually work at the hospital in the classroom.
So we'll ask people to bring their cakes in by 10 o'clock in the morning so that we can kind of get them set out. We can write who it was that donated the cake, you know, what type of cake it is, and then community members, anybody who would like to come in and walk around and look at the cakes and raffle, you know, put money in for them can. Sometimes some of the cakes get a little bidding war where, you know, physicians and community members will put more raffle tickets in one, and then they see that they haven't had more, so they'll buy more raffle tickets because they want a certain kind of cake. Last year, our most famous cake was like a pecan cake that one of our employees made, and so it had the most raffle tickets. So that's kind of what we do. We just kind of sell the raffle tickets. So the raffle tickets are $1 each, or you can get six tickets for $5.
Now, also, if you want to bake a cake for this particular event, you have to RSVP, right?
Yes, if they can call me or Jen and just let us know that they're going to bring in a cake. I mean, if they forget to call, that's fine. Just come in, make sure you have it to us by 10 o'clock. But I'm at extension 4021 and Jen's at extension 4022.
And this cake event, again, is October 9th. It'll be at the Castleview Hospital classroom. Let's move on and talk about another event that is up and coming, Tuesday, October 16th. And we'll go to Jen for this one, Girls Night Out. This is an opportunity for everyone to come on out and fight against breast cancer, right, Jen?
It is. So this is our third annual Breast Cancer Awareness Dinner Night. And actually, someone had brought it to our attention, is it only limited to females? And I would hate to say yes, because it is common that men can also get breast cancer as well. So on October 16th, John Pressett and Kyle Jeffrey, our two general surgeons, are going to come and do a presentation. We have our radiology there, as well as our chemo IV therapy coming in to present as well. The first 50 guests through the door will get a prize, and then we will raffle off for bigger prizes in the end.
And I know you also wanted to talk about school teachers as well, right?
So we actually have 10 school supplies baskets. So for the first 10 school teachers that come in, they will leave with a basket full of school supplies for their classroom.
Now, for those who attend, and again, you mentioned Dr. John Pressett and also Dr. Kyle Jeffrey. What's some of the information that women will actually take away from this event after hearing both Dr. Pressett and Dr. Jeffrey speak?
So they do an awesome presentation, and they go through the risks, the prevention, so how to do self-breast exam, what to do if lumps are found, what we can do in our community to help to keep you local instead of sending you over the mountain. The presentation itself is wonderful. They would love to help anyone that could. So where October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, they encourage all the women to come get their mammograms, and anything they can do to prevent it, they are more than happy to do so.
And when you mention the mammograms, I know there's a lot of, I don't want to say hidden benefits to insurance, but that's true, right? I mean, I think some people maybe are not familiar with what their insurance will actually cover when it comes to a mammogram.
Correct. And a mammogram, once you're at the age of 40, is considered preventative care, and most insurances cover preventative care 100%. Unless, in the event that you're under that age and it's a family hereditary thing, you can still go through insurances and have it covered so that your health care is at your benefit, not your deficit.
So there will definitely be a lot of information available for those who attend. And again, this is going to be on Tuesday, October 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. Jen, it's not required, but you would like if women would RSVP for this event.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that everybody has enough food. We've got enough handouts and prizes, and we look forward to everyone that does attend.
Now, again, this is Tuesday, October 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. Earlier on in the day, Misty, there's a blood drive taking place at Castleview Hospital on that same day, October 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I'll let you give me more information on this event.
Yeah, so this blood drive is in memory of Kyle McAvoy and Sheremy, as she put, you know, that he was born in the arms of the angels on August 9th. Sheremy was going over to a doctor's appointment, and she had to turn around and come back to the hospital, and she actually had to get 16 units of blood. And so what Sheremy wanted to do is to kind of bring to light to people and give them information on donating blood. The average woman has about 4 to 5 units of blood in their body, and she had to have 16 units. So when you think about, you know, when you give a unit, that took 16 people to actually save her life. And so we're asking that everybody donate blood that day so they can donate blood and then go to the girls' night out. But there will be two places they can donate blood. They can donate at Castleview Hospital in the classroom, and then they can also donate. There'll be a blood mobile at Tougher Gym, and they can donate there. It probably the best thing to do is to go online at redcrossblood.org, and you can actually sign up for an appointment. So if you, you know, are in a hurry or something, you don't have to wait in line. You can go right into your appointment. And you can also find out really good information on there if you are able to donate blood, if, you know, things that you may have that you can't donate blood. But, you know, the best thing is just show up and try to give blood, and they'll let you know if you can or cannot.
Yeah, if you plan ahead, you can definitely streamline the process with, as you mentioned, with the appointment and also the information. It's all online. It's a very simple process.
It is. And this all goes back. I mean, again, it's in memory of Kyle McAvoy, and I think the family would, you know, really appreciate everybody in the community coming back and supporting them.
Absolutely. And this will, again, be on Tuesday, October 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So three very fun and important events, I should say, coming up at Castleview Hospital. Before I let you guys go, Misty, go ahead. Go over all three events for us real quick and what we have up and coming.
Okay. So we have our cake raffle that's going to be on October 9th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you want to bring a cake, please come in at 10 a.m. And then on the 16th, we have the blood drive from 9 until 3 p.m. And then the girls' night out is going to start at 6 p.m. and go till 8 that same day. So on the 16th, we have the two events.
Misty, Jen, I really appreciate both of you guys for taking out the time to come down and share these awesome events with us here in the community. It's always fun to get you guys in the studio, so thank you again.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.